I'm going to begin by reading from the book of Matthew and the temptation of Jesus in the wilderness. So Matthew chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, people do not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. Do you know, it's a shame that the practice of Lent these days is thought of mainly as a time to give up vices. You know, a time to see if we can actually go through with that diet, or a time to see if we can stop smoking or give up chocolate or abstain from television. It's a time between pancakes and Easter Day, which tests our ability to combat our temptations. And of course, we know where this comes from. It comes from the early Lenten practices, as I said earlier, of purging oneself, putting aside the temptations and the luxuries of the world so as to concentrate on what is really important, the pursuit of getting closer to God and preparing for his sacrifice for us at Easter. And this is not to say that people don't still do that, focus on God and his sacrifice, but the general focus of Lent, when we think about how people view it, has become perhaps a little bit more self-serving, if you like. You know, Shrove Tuesday has become Pancake Day. Instead of the collecting of things in our cupboard which are extravagant to get rid of, we go out and we buy more things just to have special pancakes. Ash Wednesday has become maybe seen as an Anglican tradition. Not a time of repentance, but a strange ritual which people go through with ashes, and we don't really necessarily understand it. And giving up worldly distractions has become a way of becoming healthier. Not a time to lay aside what we don't need, but a time to resist bad habits in the effort of improving our own lives. And Lent has become another stretch of time in the church calendar which passes exactly the same as the weeks preceding it very often. Now, over recent years, some Christians have tried to combat this by, instead of giving up things for Lent, they have instead taken up different practices. In recent years, it has been seen as the more righteous thing to do, if you like. Oh, we don't give up. We take up new things that will help us. Might be reading a challenging book over the period of 40 days, or volunteering to help people, or visiting old friends, or donating to charity, or reading the Bible more often, or something that was deemed to be missing a little bit from our lives before. And you know, although again this is positive and worthwhile, it can once more seem to miss the point of Lent. And instead of aiding us in a closer walk with God, simply becomes another self-serving and ultimately distracting pastime. Another thing which takes us away from the purpose of Lent and helps us to feel better about ourselves. Because as we know, Lent, the period between Ash Wednesday and Holy Week, the week leading up to Easter, is a period of 40 days, often based around the reading that I just read, the time that Jesus spent in the wilderness at the beginning of his ministry. The passage in the book of Matthew, well, in the book of the Gospels, a time when Jesus chose to put aside the rush of the world, to give up eating the riches of the world, to enter a most desolate place for the purpose of preparing himself for life, the life that he was to face over the next 3 years, which would ultimately end in his crucifixion. It's a time, if you like, of self-searching, a time of self-sacrifice, a time of discovery, and Lent can be a time of hardship if we take it seriously, a time which ultimately leads us to remember who we are, who God is, and why it is that we are really here, what really matters. So as we contemplate Lent today, as we spend the service thinking about those questions, who we are, who God is, and why we are really here, we're going to start by focusing on the journey that Jesus made, by going into the wilderness with him, if you like, the place that he went all those years ago to focus on what was really important. I'm going to read a passage. Jesus' journey into the wilderness came immediately after his baptism. After the Spirit of God had descended upon him and the voice of God had declared love for his only Son. It was the same Holy Spirit that then led Jesus into the most desolate place, the wilderness, where Jesus fasted for 40 days and nights before that awful temptation. It was an important time in the life of Jesus Christ, one which was ordained by God. It was an important time because away from the pressures and adulation of society, away from those who sought to mould him as they would, away from the ways of the world and deep in the wilderness, Jesus chose to affirm his vocation in life, to establish who he was, to realise why he was here, and to stand by the truth that now he was not only fully God, but also truly human. And you know, he could only really have done this in the wilderness, under the elements, in the frailty of a human body that was devoid of nourishment. He could only really have done this in isolation, with the false voices of the world far behind him and the real temptation of the devil in front of him. It was only in this setting, far from those who called him to be God, or if you like, called him to act like the God they wanted, or called him to judge like the God they thought he was, that Jesus could take a stand against the real temptations of life. And in so doing, he could choose the way of God, the way that God had called him to live. Or if you like, as many people say, the way of the cross. Because in the middle of the wilderness, when life was harsh and distractions were at a minimum, where there was nothing except Jesus and his temptations, when he refused to give in to Satan, who tempted him to act out his God-given right to live differently and accept special treatment, Jesus chose to take the first step on a long road of suffering, the first step on the road that God had asked him to walk. And in so doing, he set his face towards the cross, towards the realization of what it was to be truly human. You know, as we look at these 40 days when Jesus entered into this wilderness, we too have an opportunity to do the same. Not necessarily to leave life walk off into a desert somewhere, but to put aside the voices which call to us all the time, if you like, the voices which call us to be a certain way, the voices which say, you need to live a certain life, the voices which shout at us to do things all the time, and to leave that and to go and to take a stand against the real temptations in our own lives. To listen to the one voice that tells us who we truly are and who teaches us what it really means to be human. Lent, if you like, is a real opportunity to abandon all that drives us every day, to put aside the things that distract us, to enter into our own personal wilderness. And to seek for 40 days to listen to the voice of God above all else. In a moment, we're going to sing. There will always be many who love Christ's heavenly kingdom, but few who will bear his cross. Jesus has many who desire consolation, but few who care for adversity. He finds many to share his table, but few who will join him in fasting. Many are eager to be happy with him, few wish to suffer anything for him. Many will follow him as far as the breaking of bread, but few will remain to drink from his passion. Many are awed by his miracles. Few accept the shame of his cross. Many love Christ as long as they encounter no hardship. Many praise and bless him as long as they receive some comfort from him. But if Jesus hides himself and leaves them for a while, they either start complaining or become dejected. Those, on the contrary, who love him for his own sake and not for any comfort of their own, praise him both in trial and anguish of heart as well as in the bliss of consolation. Even if Jesus should never comfort them, they would continue to praise and thank him. What power there is in a pure love for Jesus, love that is free from all self-interest and self-love. Now, of course, Lent today is very different to Lent many years ago, and we don't have the opportunity to wander off on some long retreat, leaving family and friends to just get on with it. It's not, if you like, a luxury that many of us can afford. But Lent is an opportunity which comes once a year to put aside some things which take up our life instead of God. To make a decision not to watch that TV programme late at night, but to sit quietly for a moment. To make a decision not to give in to that temptation, but instead to pick up the Bible or some helpful words which help us refocus on what really is important. Some of us might be able to take 40 days out, I don't know, but I think it's very unlikely. But maybe we do something which fits for us that is different. Maybe we take a few moments each morning, each lunchtime, each evening. Maybe we have a prayer we repeat when times become difficult or temptations knock at our door. Maybe we simply ask God each morning to help us to focus on him throughout the day. It's an opportunity which we let pass by many times. And this year, maybe it's an opportunity we can take up for 40 days of our life and see what God does in that time.